the way you wear your hat, the way you sip your tea, the memory of all that. No, they can't take that away from me, the way your smile just beams, the way you sing off key, the way you haunt my dreams. No, we may never, never meet again on that bumpy road to love. Still, I'll always, always keep the memory of the way you hold your knife, the way we danced till three, the way you've changed my life. No, they can't take that away from me. No, they can't take that away from me.
Back to 1959, the great Julie London, and they can't take that away from me. And a very good morning to you. Welcome to Beagley at Night with me, RB, and all the usual things in what are now all the usual places. Some things have turned around. I'll give you timings on everything after this next song from B. Wayne.
Sunset, I watch you passing my door. It's all I can do not to run to you, but I don't want to cry anymore. Nighttime, when there is moonlight, the same old moon we knew before. It's all I can do not to run to you, but I don't want to cry anymore. All that I've known about happiness, I found just being with you. Then I would find myself losing my mind over some careless do. Why can't I forget you? I know so well what is in store. A moment or two in the clouds with you, then back where I was before. But I don't want to cry anymore. Thank you. same old moon we knew before. It's all I can do not to run to you, but I don't want to cry anymore. All that I've known about happiness, I've found just being with you. Then I would find myself losing my mind over some careless thing that you do. Oh, why can't I forget you? I know so well what is in store. A moment or two in the clouds with you, then back where I was before. But I don't want to cry, I don't want to cry anymore.
Very nice to be Wayne, and I don't want to cry anymore. So over the last couple of weeks, we've sort of been altering things around just a little bit and adding a few things, and I think we've just about done everything that we want to do now. So let me tell you what's going to be in the program and exactly, or approximately exactly, when you'll be able to hear them. At about 10 past midnight, it'll be Bingen singing. At a quarter past midnight, Holger's House. 20 past midnight, Forever Iris. Half past midnight, Beagle's Big Three. And at 20 to 1, Tell Me a Story. And this could be a story that is read. It could be a play. It could be a bit of a show. It could be absolutely anything. At 1 o'clock, it is a little bit of posh. And at about 10 past 1, we have Day at Night. Rest of the time, lots of good music. And of course, me.
Tango, tango magique troublant et romantique, ton rythme est une étreinte d'amour. Tango, fais de mots tendres si doux qu'à les entendre, les cœurs s'y laissent prendre toujours. Un soir mieux qu'une danse, c'est toi, par ta romance qui m'a donné la chance d'oser. Serrés l'un contre l'autre, ta voix devint la nôtre, ce fut notre premier baiser. C'est depuis que le jour et la nuit, émerveillés, ensorcelés, nos deux cœurs ont trouvé le bonheur avec les mots de ce tango nouveau.
Tango, tango magique, troublant et romantique,
ton rythme est une étreinte d'amour.
Tango, fais de mots tendres si doux qu'à les entendre les cœurs s'y laissent prendre toujours.
Un soir mieux qu'une danse, c'est toi, par ta romance qui m'a donné la chance d'oser. Serrés l'un contre l'autre, ta voix devint la nôtre, ce fut notre premier baiser. Quand nos ivresses feront à la jeunesse de loin les premiers gestes d'adieu, l'écho de la musique de ce tango magique viendra nous bercer tous les deux.
Tino Rossi with Tango Magique. There are some that say that that actually is the inspiration for the song Strangers in the Night. There's certainly a similarity in there at some points, I have to agree. Hope you enjoyed that. All right, time for our first segment, which is Bing. Bing and singing with him this week. In the first record, it is Burl Ives, and in the second record, it is the Andrew Sisters, along with someone else.
On on top of Old Smoky, all covered with snow. I lost my true lover from a cordon too slow. Poor courtin's a pleasure, and parting is grief, and a false-hearted lover is worse than a thief. A thief will just rob you, and he'll take what you have,
and take what you have.
But a false-hearted lover,
a false-hearted lover,
will lead you to the grave,
lead you to the grave.
They'll hug you and kiss you, and tell you more lies,
and tell you more lies,
than the cross ties on the railroad,
cross ties on the railroad,
or the stars in the sky,
or stars in the sky,
on top of Old Smoky, all covered with snow. My true lover from a cordon too slow.
May the good Lord bless you and keep you.
May the good Lord bless and keep you, whether near or far away. May you find that long-awaited golden day today.
May your troubles all be small ones, and your fortune 10 times 10. May the good Lord bless and keep you till we meet again.
May you walk with sunlight shining, and a bluebird in every tree. May there be a silver lining back of every cloud you see.
Fill your dreams with sweet tomorrows, never mind what might have been. May the good Lord bless and keep you till we meet again.
May you walk with sunlight shining and a bluebird in every tree.
May there be a silver lining back of every cloud you see.
Every cloud you see. Fill your dreams with sweet tomorrows, never mind what might have been.
May the good Lord bless and keep you till we meet again.
May the good Lord bless and keep you till we meet.
beautiful, with the added bonus of Nat King Cole there singing with the Andrews Sisters and Bing Crosby, May the Good Lord Bless and Keep You. And before that, with Burl Ives on top of Old Smokey. And we'll have some more songs from Bing singing with other people around about the same time next week. Right now, it's time to go off to Holger's house each week. Holger in Germany, who presents a brilliant program here on Angel Radio every Wednesday afternoon at 3. But each week he also is very kind enough to send us a song that he thinks that you and I will like. And this week we're going back to 1963 with Rita Streich and Schlafer, mein Prinzchen, Schlafer. Sleep, little prince. Really beautiful, wasn't it? And that was Schlafer, mein Prinzchen, Schlafer. And I'm thinking that the artist there could possibly be Rita Streich. I'm not totally sure. Streich or Streich. But Holger, thank you so much for that. Really was a beautiful song. We look forward to presenting another song from Holger's house around about the same time next week.
Part of the family, Angel Radio.
And you're listening to Beagley at Night with me, Roy Beagley. It's time now for Forever Iris. This is where we play a couple of songs that we know our Iris here from Angel Radio loved. And we play these in honor of her and know that we will always have her music and her voice around as long as there is an Angel Radio.
I have dreamed that your arms are loved. lovely. I have dreamed what a joy you'll be. I have dreamed every word you'll whisper when you're close, close to me. How you look in the glow of evening. I have dreamed and enjoyed the view. In these dreams I've loved you so that by now I think I know what it's like to be loved. By you, I will love being loved by you.
I see. cafes, the sunlit days with you, my love.
And I know we have to be an ocean apart. There's Venice and you. And summertime deep in my heart.
Darling, tomorrow is near. The sun will bring showers of sadness, I fear. Your lips won't be smiling, your eyes will not shine, for I know tomorrow that your love won't be mine.
It's almost tomorrow, but what can I do? Your kisses won't tell me that your love is untrue.
I love you forever till stars cease to shine, and hope someday, darling, that you'll always be mine. Your heart was so warm, dear, it now has turned cold. You no longer love me, for your memories grow old. It's almost tomorrow, for here comes the sun. But still I keep hoping that tomorrow won't come.
It's almost tomorrow, but what can I do? Your kisses all tell me that your love is.
Saluting Angels IRS, who was instrumental in getting me here on the radio station, so she holds a very special place in my heart. We heard three of her favourite songs there: Andy Williams, I Have Dreamed, Jane Froman, Summertime in Venice, and Eve Boswell, It's Almost Tomorrow. And we'll have some more songs honouring IRS around about the same time next week. Now it's new time, Beagle's Big Three, and this week, as like most weeks, no introduction necessary.
Hey, little girl, comb your hair, fix your makeup. Soon he will open the door. Don't think because there's a ring on your finger, you needn't try anymore. For why? Should always be lovers too. Run to his arms the moment he comes home to you. I'm warning you. Day after day there are girls at the office, and men will always be men. Don't send him off with your hair still in curlers. You may not see him again. For wives should always be lovers too. Run to his arms the moment he comes home to you. He's almost here. Hey, little girl, better wear something pretty. Something you wear to go to the city and dim all the lights, pour the wine, start the music. Time to get ready for love. Dim all the lights, pour the wine, start the music. Time to get ready for love. Time to get ready. Time to get ready for love. Time to get ready. Girls were made to kiss, but Nina never knew. Girls are born for this, but Nina never knew. Sweet surprise filled Nina's eyes. She did not understand. When I kissed her hand, why dreams began to stir deep down inside of her. When I whispered things that Nina never. Nina's heart took wings with every tender word. Then suddenly she clung to me. She learned to love somehow, and I'm so glad that Nina never knew. Till now. Then suddenly she clung to me. She learned to love somehow, and I'm so glad that Nina never knew till now.
Once upon a time, a girl with moonlight in her eyes put her hand in mine and said she loved me so.
But that was once upon a time, very long ago. Once upon a hill, we sat beneath a willow tree, counting all the stars and waiting for the dawn. But that was once upon a time. Now the tree is gone. How the breeze ruffled through her hair, how we always laughed as though tomorrow wasn't there. We were young and didn't have a care. Where did it go? Once upon a time, the world was sweeter than we knew. Everything was ours. How happy we were then. But somehow, once upon a time, never comes again. Somehow, once upon a time, never comes
again. Shirley in Southend-on-Sea that picked out those three songs this week. Thank you, Shirley. Really enjoyed them. That was, of course, Jack Jones, who was so much better as a singer than he was a trade union leader, singing their Wives and Lovers from 1963, Nina Never Knew, and at the end there, Once Upon a Time. Thank you for that, Shirley. Really enjoyed those selection of songs. Thank you very much indeed. And if you would like to select Beagle's Big Three next week, just hop on the old email, Roy at Angel Radio. .uk and let me know in an email what it is that you would like to hear and by whom. And if you don't have access to email but can give the office a ring during the course of the day, do that. 0800 014 1955 and ask whoever answers the phone if they would mind sending an email on to me, and I think you'll find that we'll be only too pleased to do that. Now it's time for our sort of new bit in the program, although it's not really new. We've been doing it for a couple of weeks. We've just given it another name. It's now called Tell Me a Story. And it could be a story. It could be some poetry. We've got that coming up, hopefully from our Leslie in a couple of weeks' time. I haven't asked her yet, but I'm hoping that she will. It could be a clip from a show. It could be a short. It could be absolutely anything. This week, it is a short episode, but it is a full episode of The Lone Ranger from 1935, and it's all about Medicine Rock. Hang on to your hats.
Horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo Silver, the Lone Ranger. This is the story that tells how Tonto once saved the Lone Ranger. Peter and Tonto were riding westward across desolate country. They were looking at the tracks of a wagon train when suddenly a thin young man stepped from behind a big boulder. He held a rifle to his shoulder and shouted,
"Hey, in or I'll shoot!"
Hold on, hold on.
That's it. Now get off those horses and don't try to reach for a gun.
The Lone Ranger and Tonto dismounted slowly.
Easy, steady, big fella. Easy.
Then the masked man dropped his hand with lightning speed and fired from the hip. His bullet smashed the rifle and sent it flying from the young man's hands.
Now raise your hands. Search him, Tonto. See if he has any other weapons.
I haven't. I should have known better than to try to hold up a masked outlaw.
I'm not an outlaw, and you don't look like one.
I'm not. I held you up because I hope to find food in your saddlebags.
What's your name?
Wingate. Dave Wingate.
What are you doing alone in country like this?
I was with a wagon train. It passed here.
Why did you leave the train?
I was driven away.
Why?
I didn't do anything wrong. I was framed by Cap Sanders.
Cap Sanders?
He was hired as wagon master. Every night he posted guards to watch for dangerous redskins.
Sioux Indian dangerous, but Crow Indian friendly.
One of our best friends is chief of the Crow Indians who live north of here. Dave, I want to hear how you were framed, but first we'll prepare a meal.
Oh, I'm near starved.
During the meal, Dave told about being on guard duty during a dark night when he saw two men sneaking beyond the circle of wagons.
So I followed them. They met a third man, and I got close enough to hear their voices. One was Cap Sanders, and another the guide he'd hired. We called him Dakota Dick. The man they met was an Indian.
Could you hear what was said?
I was there only a minute, and then I sneezed. Cap Sanders and Dakota Dick rushed at me, grabbed me, and disarmed me. They were raving mad.
What about the Indian?
He disappeared. Dakota Dick wanted to shoot me, but Sanders said that'd be hard to explain. He said he had a better way of getting rid of me. They took me to camp, roused the men, and accused me of sleeping on guard duty.
I wonder why they wanted to get rid of you.
I don't know. Unless they thought I overheard something they wanted kept secret.
Did you?
No. The Indian jabbered something I couldn't understand, and Sanders told him to mosey along.
Mosey along?
Yes. He said, "Mosey along, you Injun. Walk on." It sounded odd. That's why I remembered it.
Oh. Maybe him talk Sioux Indian language. Maybe him say, "Mosey on, you Indian. Walk on."
That's it.
Sanders told the Indian to make an attack at a landmark known as Medicine Rock.
Well, Medicine Rock? The wagons are supposed to reach there tonight.
And Sanders is working with Sioux Indians to attack the pioneers. They must be warned. I'll try to overtake the wagons.
You go with you?
No, Tonto. I'll make better time alone. You stay with Dave. Easy, steady, big fella.
Monsilve! It was late afternoon when the Lone Ranger overtook the train of covered wagons. He drew abreast of the first one in the line.
Easy, Silver, easy.
And shouted to the driver.
Frisbee! Are you Jim Frisbee?
Yes, I... Your mask!
No time to explain the mask now. There may be an ambush ahead. Stop the wagons while I tell you about it.
Stop the wagons!
The wagons were halted at the foot of a long hill. Jim Frisbee and men from other wagons listened while the Lone Ranger told about the possible ambush at Medicine Rock in the valley ahead.
It's just beyond that hill. You're within a couple of miles of the place.
Two of our men rode ahead. If there's any sign of trouble, they'll come back and lead us over a different route. Otherwise, we'll go on as we planned.
Are Cap Sanders and Dakota Dick the men who went ahead?
Well, yes.
Frisbee, if my information is correct, they're helping the Indians plan the ambush.
Why would they do that?
For money. If you people are massacred, they'll be able to take your cash and let the Indians have your horses and supplies.
They're not crooks.
I'm sure they are.
I say you're the crook. What's your game?
The Lone Ranger realized when he heard the angry comments that he could never persuade the men to follow him over a different trail that would lead safely past the dangerous valley.
Where'd you get your information?
Nothing I might say would convince you that I've told the
truth. Hey, look! The top of the hill! Indians!
They're Sioux Indians!
They're the warfare!
They're coming this way!
Now you must fight. I'll help you.
Form a circle!
Two men!
As the Indians rode down the long hill, the Lone Ranger helped the pioneers quickly move the wagons into a tight circle. Then the gunfire started. The savages, who greatly outnumbered the pioneers, circled around the wagons, firing from the backs of their horses. The Lone Ranger fought at the side of Jim Frisbee. The first attack was driven off. The Indians withdrew to the hilltop. The Lone Ranger watched them through binoculars, then said,
Frisbee, look through these glasses. You see Cap Sanders and Dakota Dick talking to the Indians.
They're double-crossers. You were right about them.
They double-crossed you, and they lied about Dave Wingate falling asleep at his post.
How'd you know about Wingate?
I met him on the trail.
During the lull in battle, the Lone Ranger told how he had met Dave Wingate and learned of the attack. Then the Indians near the hilltop, out of gun range, showed signs of activity.
They're starting another attack.
We've used more than half our ammunition. Get set, boys! We'll go down fighting!
Here they come!
Every man inside the circle of wagons knew that the end was near.
Make every shot count!
The Indians knew it, too. They felt that victory was in their grasp. When suddenly, new war cries sounded from the north.
Look over there. More Indians coming.
Those are friendly Indians. They're members of a Crow tribe.
You mean they're on our side?
Yes, Tuttle's riding beside the chief. And there's Dave Wingate.
Boys, we're saved! Never mind sparing the ammunition. Let them have it!
Toto and his friends changed the tide of battle quickly. Many Indians went down. The others tried to flee, but they were hotly pursued by the Crows, and it was easy to see that none would escape. That night, in the light of campfires, Jim Frisbee told the pioneers how Dave Wingate had been unfairly punished.
And, men, I say every one of us owes his life to Dave.
That's right.
I didn't do anything. We owe our lives to Tonto and the Lone Ranger.
I don't do it. All right.
Enjoyed that. That was an episode called Medicine Rock, and that was The Lone Ranger from 1935. Next week we'll have another Tell Me a Story, but it'll be a completely different story. So you just have to wait until next week. Same bat time, same bat channel. Something like that. It's been such a busy morning program so far. I haven't even had time to ask you how you are. How are you feeling this morning? I hope you're well. I'm actually in a pretty good mood. We have been so lucky with the winter here in Connecticut, I cannot tell you. We have had really no serious amounts of snow at all. I mean, certainly none that could not be and were not swept away. I mean, it was as simple as that. And apart from a few cold nights and a couple of cold days, it actually really hasn't been too bad at all, and it's very nice to be able to say that, although February is one of those months where it can be really weird. You can have like five storms in about 3 weeks, and it just comes through and then goes out, and then another one comes through and goes out. But so far, so good, so I'm keeping fingers and everything crossed. And apart from that, there really hasn't been an awful lot going on in my life, which I guess is nice. You can get to a point where, well, nothing's happening, that's good. It's rather pleasing in a peculiar sort of way, isn't it? I think just get up in the morning and have a cup of tea or a cup of coffee and a leisurely breakfast. I still can't quite get over the fact that, with the exception of Tuesday mornings, I don't have to get up at a particular time and can stay in bed for as long as I want, although I haven't yet got to the other end of the day where I always go to bed around about 11 o'clock at night. Even if I don't feel tired, I still do it because that's what I used to do for pretty much most of my working life. But so I'm hoping that habit at some point will break. But it's a quiet week, really. We did buy a new dishwasher. I finally gave in and bought a new dishwasher. I'll give it another month before it breaks. Doesn't seem to care
for the song in the air. So I plead me to the mule, if you're sure she won't think that I am just a fool, serenading a mule. Amigo mio, does she not have a dainty bray? She listens carefully to each little tune you play. She'd love to sing it too if only she knew the way. But try as she may, in her voice there's a flaw, and all that the lady can say. There's a light in her eyes, though she may try to hide it, she can't deny there's a light in her eyes. Oh, the charm of her smile, so beguiled on Diego, that he rode a mile.
Jay Wilbur and his orchestra with vocals coming from the Cavendish Three, and that was called the Donkey Serenade, although the label on the record actually has it listed as the Donkey's Serenade, apostrophe S, but I don't think the serenade actually belongs to the donkey, does it? I don't think it does, so I think Donkey Serenade is correct. Mind you, that just makes me sound as if I actually know what I'm talking about. I still get confused over a visitor's book. What I need is a good teacher.
Children! Pay attention, please. Everybody turn round this way, please. We've got a lovely surprise this morning. We've got a visitor. Isn't that nice? Yes, it is, Sydney. And what do we say to our visitor? We say, good morning, visitor. No, Peggy, our visitor hasn't got a funny hat on. That's her hair. I'm so sorry, Mrs. Hingle, I'm afraid we are a trifle outspoken sometimes. Well, you find us having a free activity period this morning, and in our free activity periods, each little individual chooses his or her own form of occupation. Get out from under the table there, please, Sydney. Yes, some of us paint, and some of us do plaster scene work, or go to a sand table over there. We feel that each little individual has got to get to the bottom of himself and learn what he wants of life. Who is making that buzzing noise? Well, stop it, please, Neville. Hazel, dear, come away from the door and get something to do. I do love to see them all so happily occupied, each little one expressing his own personality. George, don't do that. And this is my friend Caroline, and Caroline's painting such a lovely red picture, aren't you, Caroline? I wonder what it is. Perhaps it's a lovely red orange, is it, or a sunset? Oh, it's a picture of Mummy. Oh, for a moment I thought it was an orange, but now that you tell me, I can see it's Mummy. Aren't you going to give her any nose? No? No nose. I think it's so interesting the way they see things, don't you? Sydney, stop blowing at Edgar and get something to do. Yes, I know I said you could choose what you're going to do, but you cannot choose to blow at Edgar. Well, because I don't think it's a good idea. Well, because I'm not going to discuss it with you, Sidney. Now go over there and join Susan at her sand table. Yes, there is room, Sue. There's heaps of room. Just move up. Susan, we never bite our friends. Now say you're sorry to Sidney. No, you needn't kiss him. No, you needn't hug him. Susan, put him down. Sidney, I'm afraid some of our egos are a little on the big side today, Mrs. Hingle. Hazel, dear, I don't want to have to tell you again. Please come away from that door. Why can't you? Well, you shouldn't put your finger in a keyhole and then it wouldn't get stuck in there, would it? Children, I don't think there's any need for everybody to come and look just because poor Hazel's got her finger stuck in a keyhole. Now, back to your places, everybody, right away. David, David, turn round. Right round, please, David. Use your hanky. And again. And again. And wipe. Thank you, David. Now then, Hazel, why did you put your finger in a keyhole? To see if it would go in. Well, let's see if we can get it out, shall we? Oh, it is stuck in, isn't it? No, Sidney, I don't think Hazel's finger is stuck in the keyhole forever and ever. And I don't suppose for a moment we shall have to get the fire brigade to come along and take the door down so that we can get poor Hazel's finger out. You do exaggerate, Sidney, don't you? Well, if we don't get her finger out by dinner time, she'll have to have her dinner here, won't she? And her tea. And her supper and stay the night. But we're going to get it out, aren't we, Hazel? That's right. Who is making that buzzing noise? Neville, I don't want to speak to you again. Yes, I know you're a busy bee, but I don't want to hear you buzzing. No, not even very quietly. I can still hear you, Neville. Neville, I should think so. He's such a musical child, and, you know, one doesn't like to discourage them. Sidney, please take that paintbrush out of your ear and give it back to Lavinia. Yes, you do want it, Lavinia. Yes, you do. You love painting. Yes, you do. Yes, dear, you do. You love painting. George! Don't do that. Now then, Hazel. Dear, it is stuck, isn't it? You know, Mrs. Hingle, this child's finger is really stuck in the keyhole. Well, I think the fire brigade are the best in an emergency, don't you? Yes, I have. I've got a telephone in my office. Would you? Oh, I am grateful. Thank you so much. Well, I'll just tell the children. Children, I want everybody to be very grown up and very sensible. We're going to see if we can get one of those nice firemen along to help us to get Hazel's finger out of the key. Oh, you've got it out. Oh, well done, Hazel. Mrs. Hingle, she's got it out. Oh, isn't that lovely? Sidney, you're not to go near that door. Sidney, you're not to put your finger... Sidney, I spoke too soon, Mrs. Hingle. Oh, Sidney.
I also wanted George joining with the... George, don't do that. Shall I just drop the needle on that part of the record and we can do it all together again? Here we go. I'll do it right after this. After three... Two. All together now. One.
George! Don't do that.
Angel Radio, music and memories.
And you know what? Now, exactly 1 hour into the program, can't time it better than that, can you? All right, time for our little bit of posh. And this morning we have a good bit of posh for you. I think you're going to really enjoy it. This morning we have the end of the Mikado. It is the Mikado with Royston Nash waving the stick at the Doyley Cart Opera Orchestra, along with their chorus, and also Valerie Masterson, Colin Wright, Lindsay Holland, and Peggy Ann Jones.
We'll find there are many who'll wait for the Peggy Bull Band. comes the blow. Prepare yourselves for new surprising. How fire my foe. No minstrel he, despite bravado.
Few requests to do that. That was the finale of Gilbert and Sullivan's The Mikado. We heard For He's Going to Marry Yum Yum, The Hour of Gladness is Dead and Gone, and Ye Torrents Roar, Ye Tempests Howl. And there was Valerie Masterson, Colin Wright, Lindsay Holland, and Peggy Ann Jones there, along with the Doily Cart Opera Chorus, and of course the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra, Royston Nash waving the stick. And that was this week's Little Bit of Posh, and we'll have another Little Bit of Posh at the same time next week.
Magic moon, in the still of the night, I'll be watching you. Magic moon, magic moon, let this night be forever, I beg of you. When the world is asleep and I'm holding her tight, I'll depend on your light, magic moon. Magic moon, with each kiss make her know she belongs to me. Magic moon, don't you know that her love is my destiny? Magic moon, when today is a long time ago, I'll say. Tight, I'll depend on your light, magic moon. Magic moon.
This heart of mine confesses, more and more I'm caught in your caresses, warmed by the breath of your sigh. By the blue of your eyes, more and more I find it more than thrilling to share this dream that needed fulfilling. More and more, I'm less and less unwilling to give up wanting more and more of you. Find it more than thrilling to share this dream that needed fulfilling. More and more I'm less and less unwilling give up wanting more and more of you.
Mr. Pericomo and More and More, and before that we had, I think, was it Magic Moon? Yes, it was, and it was Ned Miller. You're listening to BB at Night here on Angel Radio with me. I'll be coming through for about another, oh, I don't know, 45 minutes, something like that. Time now, though, for Day at Night. This is where we get to play a couple of Doris Day songs at night, hence the title. And this week, we're going back to her very first album from 1949.
Sometimes Sometimes I'm happy, sometimes I'm blue. My disposition depends on you. I never mind the rain from the skies if I can find the sun in your eyes. I love you. Sometimes I hate you. But when I hate you, it's 'cause I love you. That's how I am. So what can I do? I'm happy when I'm with you.
Sometimes I love you. Sometimes I hate you.
But when I hate you, it's 'cause I love you. That's how I am. So what can I do? I'm happy when I'm with you.
We're happy when we're.
Of champagne. You go to my head like a sip of sparkling burgundy brew, and I find the very mention of you like the kicker in a julep or two. The thrill of the thought that you might give a thought to my plea casts a spell over me. But I say to myself, get a hold of yourself. Can't you see that this never can be? You go to my head with a smile that makes my temperature rise like a summer with a thousand Julys. You intoxicate my soul with your eyes, though I'm certain that this heart of mine hasn't a ghost of a chance in this crazy romance. You go to my head. I saw you last night and got that old feeling when you came in sight. I got that old feeling the moment that you danced by. I felt a thrill, and when you caught my eye, my heart stood still. Once again I seemed to feel that old yearning, and I knew the spark of love was still burning. There'll be no new romance for me. It's foolish to start. Is still in my heart.
Feels almost sacrilegious to even speak after that. The very first album from Doris Day goes back to 1939, and the album was called You're My Thrill. And the three songs that we heard from the album, Sometimes I'm Happy, You Go to My Head, and That Old Feeling. And we'll have another three songs, possibly four, sometimes two, but normally we manage three, around about the same time next week.
She walks like an angel walks. She talks like an angel talks. And her hair has a kind of curl. To my mind, she's my kind of girl. She's wise like an angel's wise, with eyes like an angel's eyes, and a smile kind of like a pearl. To my mind, she's my kind of girl. Pretty little face, that face just knocks me off my feet. Pretty little feet, she's really sweet enough to eat. She looks like an angel looks. She cooks like an angel cooks. And my mind's in a kind of whirl. To my mind. She's my kind of girl. Pretty little face, that face just knocks me off of my feet. Pretty little feet, she's really sweet enough to eat. She looks like an angel looks. She even cooks like an angel cooks. And my mind's in a kind of whirl. To my mind, she's my kind of girl. And my heart's kind of full of joy, because she told me I'm her kind of boy.
And so I come to you, my love, my heart above my head. Though I see the danger there, if there's a chance for me, then I don't care. Where wise men never go, but wise men never fall in love, so how are they to know? When we met, I felt my life begin. So open up your heart and let this fool rush
very distinct sound of Glenn Miller and his orchestra, Glenn Miller, waving the stick, and they were playing Fool's Rush In, where angels, of course, fear to tread. And before that, we heard My Kind of Gal from Matt Munro. And you're listening to Beagley at Night with me, RB, here on Angel Radio for about another 33 minutes, and at least six of those minutes are going to be taken up with the likes of John McCormack and first, Jane Morgan.
Take this song to my lover. Shoo, shoo, little bird, go and find my love. Na-da-dee-da-moo, serenade at his window. Shoo, shoo, little bird, sing my song of love. Tell him I will wait if he names the date. Tell him that I care more than I can bear. For when we are apart, how it hurts my heart. So fly, oh fly away, and pray this lover's melody will bring him back to me. Petit, c'est joli, si joli. Mais quand il devient fort, méfiez-vous, mes amis. Caché sous le feuillage, c'est comme un serpent gris. N'allez pas quand il dort, surtout le réveiller. N'allez pas car il mord si vous le réveillez. Melody d'amour, take this song to my lover. Shoo, shoo, little bird, go and find my love. Melody d'amour, serenade at his window. Shoo, shoo, little bird, tell him of my love.
The bright dew is shaking. Kathleen Mavourneen, what slumbering still. Oh, hast thou forgotten how and it may be forever, then why art thou silent, the voice of my heart? It may be for years, and it may be forever, then why art thou silent, Kathleen? Kathleen Mavourneen, awake from thy slumbers, the blue mountains glow in the sun's golden light. Ah, where is the spell that once hung on thy numbers? Arise in thy beauty, thou star of my night. Arise in thy beauty, thou star of my night. Mavourneen, my sad tears are falling, to think that from Erin and thee I must part. It may for years, and it may be forever. Then why art thou silent, the voice of my heart? It may be for years, and it may be forever. Then why art thou silent, Kathleen, my morning?
Wasn't that great? That was John McCormack singing about Kathleen Mavourneen, and before that, Jane Morgan, one of my favourites, and Melodie D'Amour. And from one of my favourites to two of my favourites, and then another two of my favourites.
Whatever the joys of a vagrant life, most of us want a place of our own.
Happy, darling.
I'd be happy anywhere with you, Charles.
Oh, Fiona, I know it's not what you're used to. It's terribly cramped and bulky, but it's ours.
It's home, Charles.
And don't spare the horses.
Oh, Charles, I love you when you're brittle.
You know, I'd do anything to make you happy, darling. Oh, I know it may be hell for you living here, but we're very lucky to get this place.
Living here, we're never lonely. Always people popping in. I don't mind during the day. It's company for me. But at night, Charles, there are no curtains at the windows, and the light's always on.
Yes, it's not easy for us, but what can you do when you're living in a telephone box? Kiss me, Fiona.
Oh, Charles.
I say, we've hit the jackpot.
The other day, I looked in the mirror and thought, Horn, face it, you're past your first flush.
Say that again.
Well, of course, it doesn't mean I won't flush again, but... I thought, well, why not do what a lot of other actors do and write a book? And I decided to take it to a publishing firm I'd heard about in Chelsea. Bona Books, it was called. Hello, anybody there?
Oh, hello, I'm Julian. This is my friend Sandy.
Hello.
Nice to meet you.
Thank you. Yes, we're Bona Books. We're just filling in as book publishers. Normally, if you'll forgive the expression, we're actors by trade.
Trade's been a bit rough lately, yeah. Hasn't it? Had to take whatever we could get.
Take whatever we could get, ever you see. We've done very well, haven't we? Here's our spring list.
Oh, yes.
Spring list.
Yes. Forthcoming naval.
It's a misprint. We had them done on the cheap,
yeah,
you see.
So I can see. Look, you're certainly going for the lurid covers.
You've got to. And that's what sells books, isn't it?
Sells.
And then, of course, you've got your racy fly leaf. Jewel writes those, don't you, Jewel?
Yes,
you
I do.
Go on, show him your blurb. Show him it.
Very good.
Well, here's one I've just done.
Just done
see?
This one?
Mm. Proud, haughty, untamed, many possessed her, but none could break her restless spirit. Who was the man with the whip?
Good heavens, what book's that for?
Black Beauty.
Oh. Anyway, Miss Rawn.
Yeah.
No, seriously. No. Seriously, Mr. Horn, what brings you trolling in here, then?
Ah. Well, I've written a book that I thought you might be interested in. It's called The Life Cycle of the Water Vole.
Don't strike me as being particularly racy offhand.
No,
still maybe we can do something with it. Let's have a Varda. Oh, yeah. It's a bit dull, isn't it?
Well, not much happens to a water vole.
Well, you have to make it happen.
Oh.
Look at your description of the hero here. Look, a small, grey, furry creature.
Yes.
How's your reader going to identify with that?
That.
Never identify,
no,
you
never.
See. You want to make him big and butch.
Butch.
And be butch, you see. With the bulging biceps.
Biceps.
Biceps. All over, you see. Yeah. And the shirt all slashed open to the waist.
Slashed,
you see. An unruly lock of hair falling over the bronze forehead. You know, sort of thing.
And you don't call him the water vole.
No.
You've got to personalise. Give him a name like Rock or Tab or Dorian. Got to dramatise it, you see. Who was this water vole? Nobody knew where he'd come from, but nothing was ever the same after he'd been there.
Go on.
Women desired him.
What, a water vole?
You've got to have a bit of sex in it.
Cold.
Yeah, you want something like... of course, this is just off the top of my head.
Well, you take it off yours, not mine.
Dorian's hot muzzle pressed again her furry cheek. You're my kind of water vole, he murmured.
Yeah, yes, that's good. They tumbled back.
Back.
They tumbled back, panting on the riverbed.
Bed.
Have there been others?
Others.
Dorian murmured.
There was a field mouse once, she said. But it was never like this.
Never.
Yes. You see? Yeah. You got the idea then? What we want is 400 pages of passionate water vole slaking their animal desires. Of course, we'll have to change the title.
Oh, what to?
Well, you could call it the story of an 18th century water slap, Vol Flanders.
Oh!
Next week we'll be... Now Balls Pond Road's own poet laureate, rambling Sid Rumper.
Oh, hello, me dearie.
And what have you for us in your gander bag this week?
It's a lyrical and devious ditty that sung throughout Lammastide by the dwindling band of Essex graunchers as they court their swains.
Oh, yes.
A swain, you know, is a cross between a snake and a pig. Oh, horrible, really, as ugly as sin they are, but you do get marvellous streaky bacon. Lovely crap, lovely, really lovely. I can see that got you going.
Yeah.
Anyway, my ditty goes after this fashion, warmly and trippingly. There was a jolly grunger man who lived in Lowestoft. He nerked his spong from morn till eve and developed a nasty cough. He grunched and whirled from morn till eve, and this was ere he shout, "Oh, I cannot woggle my artifacts while the constable's about." And his colleague replies after this fashion, "But why, my jolly grandeur man from famous Lowestoft, why should you fear the constable to whom your hat you've doffed? For you can woggle your artifacts and ask no reason why. Oh, but grunge as quietly as you can till the constables pass by."
Keep on.
dreams come true.
Beautiful Vera Lynn there with Wishing Will Make It So. And before that, Kenneth Williams appearing as Sid Rumpo, although in my script it says Rampo, but it is Rumpo, and the Grunge Man of Lowestoft. And we had also Julian and Sandy, Kenneth Williams and Hugh Paddock, of course, with Boner Books, and two from Charles and Fiona, Hugh Paddock and the marvellous Betty Marston. And we heard from Series 3 in a phone box and Series 2 in a hospital. Let's see, well, how are we doing for time? I haven't checked the clock for ages. You know, one of the problems about doing this programme is that I get so involved in actually listening to the music that I normally forget to put records on, which means that I have to stumble around in the very last final seconds of what we're listening to. I also forget to look at the clock because it's really so much fun. And it often comes, as regular listeners will know, as quite a surprise. But according to the clock, I've got exactly 15 minutes to go. So let's not waste any of them, shall we?
I used to live in New York City. Dark and dirty. Outside my window was a steeple with a clock that always said 12:30. Young girls had come.
Yeah.
kiss, making wonderful memories when we are holding each other like this. Green grass for a pillow, a black velvet sky above, tender magic moments in a wonderland of love. The years may come and go, but we'll recall sharing love in our hideaway, and how this night was the start of it all. Darling, I'll remember my whole life through, making memories with you.
We're making memories each time we kiss, making wonderful memories when we are home.
And I think that was called 12:30 Young Girls Are Coming to the Canyon. Now, if you'd like a song here on the program for next week, do please email me, roy@angelradio.uk. Let me know the song that you would like and by whom, and I'll be very happy to give out any message that may be appropriate. And of course, if you just want the song for you, that is perfectly fine as well. And if you just want to request a song but don't want me to say your name, that's fine. I usually don't give out people's names unless they are either known to me, regulars to the program, or they specifically say that I can. It's as simple as that. And that way, everybody's happy.
I'll take my place beside you, smiling through the years. Through your tears, I'll keep my place beside you. Through the night, I'll be a star to guide you, shining bright. The clouds may come and hide you.
Stafford and Through the Years. I've got a very nice email from Muriel. Muriel, thank you so much. She said lots of nice complimentary things about Angel Radio, thoroughly deserved. Nice things about me, none of which it deserved. But she also asked a question. She said, why is it that Bigly at Night doesn't have a theme tune to start and finish the program, whereas some of your other programs do? There is a good reason for that, Muriel. Especially on the live program that I do on Tuesday mornings. And it's all to do, it's all basically very crazy, but it's all to do with time. And that is that when I speak to you from here in the United States, you hear my voice virtually instantaneously between me saying it and it coming out at the other end of the wireless over in Havant. Which means that anything that I say now you will have already heard, but I don't unfortunately hear anything coming back, and what I can hear is something like 30 seconds after I've sent it, which is a little bit crazy. So the reason that the live program in the morning has a theme tune front and end is so that somebody can literally stand by the equipment, hear my theme tune come down the pipe and then slowly fade it in, or bring it straight in, depending on what is going on, for a sort of like seamless join. And the same thing when it goes out at the other end, people know they can hear the theme tune at the end and they know exactly when it's going to finish. So it's all to do with time and the fact that I can't hear anything from people in Havant until about 30 seconds later. And it's sort of similar reason on After Hours. I have a theme tune there because sometimes, not always, but sometimes that has to be plugged in as well. It sort of depends on what's going on, who's around, and various other things that I don't understand. But basically it's to help lead in to the program and make sure that there are no sort of like yucky silences or anything like that. So I hope that sort of explained it as to why we don't have a theme tune on here. It does mean, however, that what I have to do is make sure that the last record takes us right through to the end of 2 hours. Not an hour and 59 minutes and 59 seconds, but exactly 2 hours. And that's what this song is going to do. I'll be back around about the same time next week. Until then, stay well, keep well. From me, I'll be until next time. Ta-da.
The time has come to say goodnight, for every road must end. To the ones who care and are always there, our very special friend. Let's say goodnight to those we love and maybe shed a tear. Before we close, let's think of those we loved who can't be here. Let's raise our hands to absent friends, for every road must end. You'll always be there in our hearts, our special absent friend. As we go down the road of life, Sometimes we race too fast, and as we chase the future bright, we can't forget the past. And when it's time for us to go and our long journey ends, we'll never be alone, you'll see. We'll be with absent friends. Let's raise our hands to absent friends, for every road must end. They'll always be there in our hearts, our special absent friends. Let's raise our hands to absent friends, for every road must end. You'll always be there in our hearts, our special absent friends. You'll always be there in our hearts, our special absent friends.